Hi, this is Nancy Levy. Thank you for joining me today for Grief, Guts, and Gratitude. Today is a unique podcast for me, special day. Today would be my husband John's 75th birthday. And in the spirit of celebration, family, legacy, and him, I have my entire family in the studio with me so we can share memories, stories, and celebrate the wonderful man he was and his life with us.
Mom, thank you so much for having us here in the studio right now. It's myself, I'm Jody, my sister Melissa, my brother-in-law Ryan, and their children, Raven and Rowan. And this conversation today is really aligned with the guts and gratitude part of your storyline. And there's a lot of things that we do to talk about how we survive losing somebody that we love. And today is really all about celebrating the people that we love. And I think sometimes we all forget in the pain of coping with life without the people who are used to being in it. And today, as we're here with the kids, we're going to tell stories and we're going to remember my dad, who happened to be an amazing, magnanimous human being that inspired this entire podcast. But let this be a mirror to the process and to, you know, everybody, anybody listening, to find your people and to tell stories and to do the things to honor the people that are no longer with us, because sometimes it's actually more satisfying, even though it's a lot harder to do that. And so today's conversation with our family are some of the tools that we use on a daily basis to keep ourselves smiling and laughing and keeping us connected, even when things get really hard.
So it's unusual because I have my twin grandchildren who are 7 years old, and they're in the studio as well. And we're actually staring at a picture of him holding the two of them when they were little. And he's smiling and they're smiling. It's a really, really happy memory for our family. And I'm hoping that they can talk about that with us. So I'm going to ask them, Rowan, do you remember when that picture was taken?
Yes.
Talk about it with us. Where were we?
Charlevoix.
We were in Charlevoix, Michigan. And what were we doing?
Going on the swing.
That was a special time. He loved going on that swing with you, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you remember about the swing? Was that a peaceful place with Papa to be on his lap?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you like about being in Charlevoix with Papa and your whole family? What was that like for you?
Fun.
It was fun. What did you do together?
Drive the boat.
You drove the boat. Aren't you too young to drive a boat?
No. he taught us.
He taught you.
That was when we were like four.
You were four years old and driving a boat and sitting on your Papa's lap?
Three.
Three? Wow. So you remember that. That's a special memory that you have with him, right? Being in Charlevoix and learning how to drive the boat.
Yeah.
So now you're seven. And I think that in the last few years, I've been on the boat with you and you were driving, sitting on someone else's lap.
Yeah.
So Rowan, other than driving a boat at 3 years old, what other kinds of things did Papa teach you? Did you ride bikes?
Yeah.
What else did you do?
Baseball. He got me a little baseball tee.
He got you a baseball tee?
Yeah.
And he taught you how to swing the bat and do that?
Yeah.
Amazing. I seem to remember a tire swing.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
Fun.
Did you go fast?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go high?
Yeah.
And who pushed it?
Papa.
Papa pushed it, and I bet he was smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
And were you smiling the whole time because it was fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who was on there with you?
Me, Raven.
Raven. Raven, do you want to talk about the swing? He would push you for hours and hours. One day we looked it up to see if it was okay to swing so much.
Oh, I remember that. He thought that like swinging was going to be bad for your brain because you would spend hours in the swing. And we had to look up whether that was true or not.
You did?
Yeah.
She did. And you know what? We found out that it was just fine. But the thing about Papa is he was very, very concerned about certain things. And he always wanted to make sure that whatever we were doing, it was okay. But he always wanted you guys to have fun. Do you remember having fun like that?
Yeah.
Talk about that with me. Melissa, help me out here.
Well, we were kind of talking about how Papa would get right in the crib with you guys. Sometimes on Friday nights, the kids would sleep at your house. And Ryan and I would be out, you know, getting a night away. And we would watch on the camera, the baby cam, what was going on just to make sure. It was just like fun to watch you guys. Honestly, we did it more because it was entertaining to watch you hang out with the kids. But my dad, their papa, would climb right in the crib with them with the book. And he would crawl in there and he'd get them all tucked in. And he'd read them books and they would like wrestle on top of him. And it was just the cutest thing ever to look on that camera and see him right in the crib. It was just so fun. Do you guys remember what game he would play with you guys when you would sleep over there?
Monsters.
Uh-huh. And what was Monster? Like, explain what the game Monster was.
Mm,
he was what?
A monster.
He was the monster.
Trying to get us.
Uh-huh. And he would, what would he do? Chase you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he'd sometimes grab
you and he'd make monster noises and you guys would run around that island and at Nunu and Papa's house, right? Yeah. You would scream and
the screams were so loud. The laughing was so loud. You guys were terrified and you were happy all at the same time. It was really fun to see.
And then Raven would do a performance. At some point it would be her doing a dance performance and singing and you would Papa was your main audience. And he would sit there and he would watch. Like, if we talked, he would get upset at us. Why are you talking? She's performing. Stop talking. Raven's performing.
It was always about the kids. Always making sure you guys were happy, having fun, being with him, all of us being together. And when I think about that it's his birthday and our family, that's our legacy, is that we are all in for each other. And I think it's the most special gift that he's given to all of us. And Jody and Ryan, I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
I really like the way we started today. I think celebrating Dad's 75th birthday was a little daunting for everybody. And we woke up this morning and decided that we were going to spend the day the way we knew he would want us to, by being happy and enjoy and laughing and celebrating instead of being sad. So we started today saying all the things that we were going to do in his honor, some of which were somewhat hilarious. And I think that that's something that a lot of people who have lost people that they love can do and know that like the people that are no longer with us, it would make them more happy for us to celebrate what they love. So this morning, I think Melissa woke up and said, you know, black coffee and peanut butter cups for breakfast. And
I think I said a cigarette, but
I was editing.
In a dream world, that's what John Levy would wake up and have.
Well, actually, it'd be Nicorette gum in the last 20 years, but yeah.
First 40 years of his life.
Right. He liked cigarettes. He liked chocolate. What else did we say he liked?
Self-tanner.
You guys, Ray and Ro, if you were going to go eat dinner to celebrate Papa, knowing what he loved, where should we go for dinner and to celebrate Papa? What should we eat?
Somewhere where it has chocolate.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Cake.
Chocolate oh, yeah, cake. Chocolate cake, chocolate guys. Cake. Chocolate bumpy cake. That's what he liked.
Brownies.
Brownies.
Hunter House
burgers.
What else did he love? M&M peanuts and crunchy, wavy potato chips. That's what he loved.
Ray's ice cream.
Oh, with lots of hot fudge on top, guys.
And
lots
peanuts,
of that.
Crushed peanuts. He liked junk food.
Yeah, let's face it. The man liked junk food.
He also ate chicken breast and, you know, unseasoned lettuce
and
for most
out,
of his.
Worked out every day as well.
Yes, yeah. For multiple hours.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, let's hear your take on all this.
My take. I don't know. You know, I agree. I think it's really great to sit and, you know, it's not just today, but we always will relate stories to the kids, you know, randomly. We'll just be like, guess who liked this? Guess who would say that? And, you know, a song will come on. Guess who loved this band? And so it's, you know, besides today and talking and celebrating his life, we're always interjecting his name in our daily experiences. So he sort of like stays with us, you know, with the kids too, because they're young. So we want it to kind of stick as they grow up as well.
Well, you've touched on some good things, guys. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that I wrote down. If he was here with us, what would you tell him, Melissa?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff I would tell him. I mean, I think that, like, obviously the big thing is bringing him up to speed on them, because they're pretty much my whole world at this point. But, you know, like this morning, like it's his birthday and we kind of had that text going around of like the funny things of what Papa would do on his birthday and what we were going to do to honor him. But then I thought about, like, I could just make that one call, you know, that one call and hear his voice. And
well, you can call my answering machine because he's still on it.
I have to say, Jody, like a week ago, her phone broke, or there was like an issue with her phone, and she was using my dad's cell phone. And having your phone ring and it's saying 00 dad, even though I knew she had the phone, that wasn't a surprise to me. I knew it. It was so jarring. Like, it was weird. It was like this moment of like, oh my God. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah, we only wish he was here.
You can thank AT&T for that.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know if I can answer like one thing I would tell him. Like, listen, like at this point, he's missed a lot of our lives and there's a lot to what I would fill him in on, right?
What's the best thing you like to do, Ray, that you would tell him? I think I know the answer to that.
Softball?
Softball, right. He would love to see you play softball, and he would love to see Rowan play baseball, because that's what he did with the girls, Jody and Melissa. And I think this is tough on everybody because we're trying to celebrate his legacy and all the things we all did as a family, which for anyone who's had loss, that's what you try to do and try to keep that going. And it's painful and it's tough and it's happy too, because we're getting to a point where maybe we can find the happy part of this, or there's a light at the end of this tunnel that will get lighter for all of us. Thoughts, guys?
I mean, I think that like the big thing is, if someone's listening to this, it's not about like, all families go through grief. Like, this is a normal part of life. It sucks, but we all experience this. So what can we say that would be helpful, right, to someone who doesn't really know us, but they're coming and listening to your podcast to gain something to hold on to as they go through their grieving process? So, you know, listen, is this year three?
Mm-hmm.
So this is our third birthday, right, that we haven't had him. And is it, or is it two?
Second?
No, it's the second. Yeah. He passed away right after his birthday. And it's, yeah, a big birthday. It would be his 75th. So, you know, what have we all done in our own way to celebrate and honor him and also grieve at the same time? So we are in constant communication with each other. We laugh about the funny things and the things that made him that were humorous. He was unapologetically who he was. And that makes celebrating him and the memories very funny, I think.
Can you give an example of that?
I mean, like, just like, again, like talking about this morning, like, he loved the sun. He never wore sunscreen. Like, the more tan he could be, the better. If it was dark out, he'd put self-tan around. He loved junk food. You know, he was weirdly fit for a man who ate so.
He was very into nicotine. I think that helped him.
Yeah, probably. he was just like, you know, I can hear his voice. Like, he just was a great person to talk to, you know, anything I needed. He was my call.
And he knew everything. How did he know everything about everything?
Everything.
But I think, Mel, to your point, like, the way that I feel like we've all come together and found ways to respect all of our own process in this. Yeah. Mom, you've started a podcast. We will show up anytime you want us to.
You're my best guest. Right.
I think that there's ugly moments and there's graceful moments. And I think that what people have tuned into with this platform is a series of tools and suggestions and ideas about how other people can cope and make their time more meaningful, less painful, sometimes permission to let it be painful. And I think that when we tell these stories and when we show up in this process, our intent is that, is to like let the way that we're showing up for each other and how we're applying our own tools hopefully help other people to do the same.
And I think the reality is this is, you know, we're now coming on year three and we are still grieving immensely. It doesn't just go away, you know, it's still fully there. It just maybe doesn't show up quite as often, but it's just as painful.
It's just as painful. I like to ask other people who have been on, are you thriving or are you surviving? And I'm somewhere in the middle because I won't let myself just survive. It's got to be better than that because of all of you, especially.
Rye, are you surviving or are you thriving? Or, both?
He's chilling.
Yeah. I mean, I have my own way of dealing with everything, but, you know, I think, you know, I don't know if I could say thriving, but, you know, for me, John's just kind of there every day and pretty much everything I do, which to me is a great thing. So it's kind of where I'm at.
Can I chime in for you?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like losing someone that's in your life every day and watching someone get sick and all that, it has made us, and I think especially you, look at your life through a different lens of time that maybe you have never done before, where you're thinking about how time plays in, how we don't know when our last day is, right? We don't know when this is all over, this experience of life. So how do you live it to its fullest? And how do you make sure that the life that you're living is the one that you want it to be and not just like what it is right now because of, you know, where you are or what your day to day is, but actually looking at it from like a different perspective of, you know, if this was my last couple days on earth, is this what I want to be doing? And I think those are big things. And I think that other people probably have these same experiences of having a death really like put a spotlight on our own lives. And
John told me, I mean, like, it's probably his last couple of days. And he told me, he was like, you know, do all the things you want to do. Life is short. He's like, quit your job. Nancy will fund anything you want to do. You should just live it up. You never know. And I took those words. No, everything but the last part about quitting my job. But
which is funny because he lived very safe, I feel like.
Yeah, it was funny, but he told me that. He was like, you know, you should do the things you want to do.
He didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it like that. Give everything
right.
up.
Right.
Just
no.
More of like, yeah. You know, every day is valuable. So, you know, be present and be connected to all the people you love and the things you love.
Well, while we're talking about that, I want to read something that one of his friends sent to me. And I'm going to read this throughout the podcast. I have three different friends that kind of weighed in about his 75th birthday. And this one was so special. And it says, John, I know we don't see each other in person anymore, but we do have an active conversation and dialogue. Sure, your voice can be recorded, but I hear you. The relationships you had with several people are also still alive and well. We often celebrate your life by talking about you. Conversations with your family are usually fun, like what would John think of this or that, or John would love this. You are here with us. The light is not dimming. We love you and see your shining star when we look up in the night sky. That was from a dear friend, and I for sure wanted to share that because it's not just the family that grieves, it's the friends that can grieve as well. And it's evident by what that friend named Joel wrote, that was very significant. And we are all keeping that star shining. I I'm really trying to do his job and my job. I may have talked about this before. I know that that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. By this point, I should have figured out that his job was his job, my job is my job, and I better learn how to navigate this. And it's true that whatever I'm doing with my family, I like a lot of accolades so that I can keep up with the level that I have chosen to live at with them. Jody, you need to comment on this.
You like when we acknowledge that you're doing amazing things. Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah, I'm asking you to like comment on how am
I... Do you want me to tell you how great you are?
Yeah, tell me how great I am and tell me if I'm doing a good job filling in for him when need be.
This is where AI comes in.
You're doing great, Mom. We're all super grateful.
Well, I'm grateful for all of you. And I'd like to do something that we do as a family. It's called Roses, Thorns, and Buds. And I thought this would be a fun thing to do with the kids, too, if anyone's interested in telling me their roses today.
And are we doing that about Papa? Are we doing that about life?
I think we should incorporate this into our lives and our lives with Papa.
So I think in the spirit of this podcast being about gratitude, this is a exercise that we often do at the dinner table, all of us, all ages. And the idea, you guys want to talk about what roses, thorns, and buds is? Roy, can you tell us? We usually do it relative to the day. We often say a rose, a bud, and a thorn. Rowan's going to describe that.
A rose is something that...
was like a highlight of the day? Good thing that happened in the day?
And a thorn is something you should work on.
And a bud?
Is something you're looking forward to do.
So, well, let's go around and do... roses, buds, and thorns. What should we do it about? Like life in general? Or today? About today? Okay, great.
You want to go first, Ray?
About today, which is Papa's 75th birthday.
Who's going first?
Are you going first, Ray?
Roe's going first. Okay, Roe?
What's your rose?
Today, my rose was going to music. It was fun. And my thorn is...
maybe you don't have a thorn today.
I usually don't.
Oh, wow. That says a lot about you. Yeah.
And what about a bud?
Looking forward to go the ship again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love that.
Okay. We're going to go on to the next person. So, Ray, what's your rose today?
My rose was at school, everybody was being kind to me, and I got to play in the playground with my friends.
Love that.
And your thorn?
Anything challenging happened today at school?
My math test.
You had a test in math?
Yeah.
And
it was hard. It's on our computers.
Oh. So was it hard?
Yeah. I finished already.
So that was tough.
You guys, who was good at math?
Papa.
Papa was really good at math. So what's your bud?
I'm looking forward to having my next softball game.
Oh, I love that.
Who's your coach?
JoJo and Mommy.
And who was our coach?
Papa.
Yeah.
So we just keep going, right? It's called a legacy.
We have to give Coach Mike a shout out.
A softball legacy.
Shout out to Coach Mike. He is the best.
Most patient human ever.
Melissa, what's your rose?
My rose is... I actually got to go for a really nice walk in the sunshine today. We had a really cold winter and a very rainy spring. And like finally we can be outside and I am solar powered. So when I'm in the sun and just like my dad, he was solar powered too. So I got a really nice walk. It was beautiful out and with Ryan, which was even more of a treat because we got a midday walk. And Lux, our dog, of course. My thorn today, let's see. Do I have a thorn?
Well, your family doesn't have any thorns.
Some days we do.
She must be your daughter.
Sometimes, but I usually don't.
Yeah. I mean, Ro, you're like, I'm not surprised you don't have a lot of thorns, but some days we do. I don't know what my thorn is today. I feel like it's still early in the day. It could be later. Usually we do this at dinner time, but I've had a whole day of navigating relationships. My bud is, in honor of Papa having going out for a dinner that he would love.
We know what that is.
We don't know what that is yet. It could be a lot of things. And this is where I feel like Raven and Papa are similar people. Like, she's cut from the Papa food cloth. They eat the same things. He would really appreciate Raven. And yeah, looking forward for that.
Okay.
Celebrating him.
Jody, roses, thorns, and buds.
My rose today, I kept my schedule light so I could honor Dad. And so I've been in the sunshine. I've been running some errands that I don't typically run. And I'm glad that we're all together. My thorn today, it's taken a lot of effort to stay in the sunshine and celebrate Dad instead of being sad. And my bud is that we have a lot of things to celebrate coming up. More birthdays and a summer in Lake Country. I think we're all getting better at being in our joy and not being in our sadness around not having Dad around. So, yeah.
Ryan, it's up to you.
Probably a good rose today, actually. I had a call from somebody who needed a little bit of help on their, a little water loss they had at their house. So I gave them a little input. These calls come through and they're not always jobs that we would actually take. But I think in good faith as a company, as a human, we advise people what to do and at least give them some guidance. So I got to do that today, which always feels good, regardless if it's, I guess you'd say, profitable for the company. I think it's just doing something that's good for...
Well, that would make John happy.
Right. Yeah. So I got to do that early in the day. So I'd say there's no thorns right now. You know, I have a few hours left. And a bud, I don't know, the weekend, it's holiday weekend. Rowan and I have been doing, we've been skateboarding every Saturday morning together, sort of a thing that we've been bonding over for the last almost 2 months. And I'm really excited for that on Saturday.
So fun.
You like that. I'm so glad. So it's me. Okay, my rose is, of course, that I'm surrounded by the people I love the most and love to be with the most and who have pretty much gotten me through the last few years without John. It's hard to celebrate his 75th birthday, but that would be my thorn because he's not here. But I intend to make his birthday a celebration for our family. I think that anyone who has lost someone should do that if they can, because it's really important to acknowledge the people we love, whether they're here or if they're not here. And there's so many things that they give to us that we pay forward. And I think that's so important. And my bud is just enjoying the summer as it's approaching, walking my dog, being with my friends, being with my family, and looking forward to happy things. I, again, had some messages from close friends, and I want to say that this is a bud too, because I want to read this. This is from one of my husband's best friends and his wife, and he wrote, "I will think of John as a phoenix who rose from the ashes when things got tough. We will keep him in our memory always." And I think that these comments from people on this occasion are amazing, that he's still remembered and loved and cared for. And that's what we have to do. And that is our goal in life, is to make sure that the memories are alive and keep those things in our thoughts and learn from them. I think it's a matter of learning from all of this. I think that that's my advice to anyone, is just always be open to learning and accepting and seeing and pay it forward. I mean, that was the point of me having all of us come together. And that is my point for other families who are going through losses, is yes, we must celebrate the people we love when they're here and when they're gone. And always try to remember the things that they taught us. In the case of my husband, he taught my family good manners, which we laugh about, but it's so true, right, guys? That's a big thing we talk about.
He taught how to hold a fork.
He did. He taught you how to hold a fork and
put
spoon.
Your napkin on your lap. Spoon.
Oh, yeah.
What other things do we talk about that Papa taught us or that he did that we're like, oh, yeah, Papa? When we hear Chicago on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
And there's a question I want to ask you guys, and I think it ties in here. Can you feel happy when you think of Papa?
Yes.
Yes. I think we all agree. You can feel happy then. Are you sometimes sad when you think of him?
Yes.
Yeah. Why is that? Because he's not here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But somehow I think he is here. Because I think sometimes when we see a bird or we see something, we go, there's Papa.
Rowan, what's your connection to Papa now that he's not here? What does Papa do?
He leaves me money.
What? He doesn't leave me money.
He's left me on $100 bill.
Yeah, we found a lot of money around Rowan. He finds money under beds, in pockets, everywhere.
And once I was showing my friend a toy, and it's my toy down truck, and a coin just appeared on it.
Yeah, he leaves money for Row.
Well, Ro, you're very lucky. You're very lucky he leaves you money. Ray, does he leave you money?
No.
What does he leave you?
Does he come in your dream?
Yeah, he definitely comes in mine.
He does? What does he say in the dream? Does he give you messages like, be happy, take good care of?
Yeah.
I like those. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would he say to you? What do you think he would say to you if he was here? Regarding sports, what would he say? Hit the ball?
Yeah.
Make a good catch?
Yeah.
No, he would say, keep your eye on the ball.
Melissa, what do you think his hope for you would be in life?
Why do you keep giving me these deep, wow, questions? Like,
well, everybody's got to answer this.
I think the reality of Papa was he just wanted us all to be happy and be present and all the things that really take a long time in life to kind of sort out. But he was so patient. He was actually very present. He was the kind of person that could go from a really intense work phone call immediately to looking into somebody's eyes and having a conversation and being fully there, giving them the answers, the questions, the things that they need in that moment. And I mean, I hope I can take some of who he was in that way and do that for my kids, because it's such a gift, really, especially being a mom now and seeing how you're just pulled in a million directions. And it's not so easy to be present like that. And he was always that person, truly.
Just like me. And Jody, what about you? What do you think his hopes would be for you?
What do you think he'd want for me?
You to be a good coach.
Oh.
Raven, am I a good coach?
Yeah, I've seen you coaching.
Mission accomplished. What else would he want from me?
You to be nice.
For me to be nice?
You are nice.
I'm usually nice.
I know. But
you've come a long way.
Mark, cut that out. Leave that for sure.
Definitely.
Mark, leave that for sure.
Right.
Save it.
Yeah.
Tony's.
Did you call me smart?
Yeah.
Thanks. Well,
are you good smart. In math like he was? Well,
I am if I use my fingers.
So you have no other answer here?
I mean, Dad knew I wasn't good at math, so I'm sure he wrote that one off for me.
What do you think his hopes for you would be?
I think his hopes for me would be to continue to be able to do what I want and live the life that I've built for myself that has an abundance of freedom, and to be healthy and happy and be able to continue to chart my own course.
I like that. And by the way, healthy and happy is what he was wished for everybody. Ryan, how about you? What would his hope for you be?
I think really it's just being good at whatever you do, whatever it is you choose to do, you know, as a job, things you do in your life, hobbies, whatever, is, you know, he was proficient he would research and he would find out answers and solutions. He was always prepared, you know, which means he was just good at the things he did, even if it wasn't just one specific thing. So for sure that, and then, you know, just being a dad, just spending time with my kids and being a good dad and, you know, raising them well. And I think that's another thing he'd want.
Well, I'm going to say that he would be very proud of the dad that you are.
I agree.
Because you're amazing. And the two of you combined as parents are amazing. And Jody, you are right in there with them. And the three of you are so instrumental in creating these amazing people. And if I had to say what his hope for me would be, I don't have a clue.
I think that dad would be very proud of you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He would.
Ryan, we're going to give mom a break for a minute while she cries.
I think he'd be like, okay, what I want for you is like you learn your passwords. You know, you do these things. Like, I think he would be stoked if, you know, those, you know,
logins
for things.
I have a new friend.
No, she does not.
I have this guy who helps with my house. And yesterday I said, do you just do anything I need? And he said, yeah. I said, if I give you my windshield solvent, will you fill my thing for me? And he said, whatever you need. So I was like, I bought a break yesterday on that one. So
I taught you how to do that a couple of weeks ago.
But it was just annoying, you know.
Did you?
I taught it.
He did it.
Seriously?
I want to share something. This is a third friend of Papa's really sent me this note, and he wrote all kinds of notes to me about Papa. And he said the most important thing about Papa for him was his love and friendship, and how instrumental Papa was in saving his life. And I think that says it all, because when someone like John is in, he's all in. And if someone needs him, he will see it through. And he did. And very, very appreciated and very, very happy that he could help our dear friend. And so I've shared what I think is important for my family. Our goal here is to keep the memory alive, his legacy alive, continue building on all of these things. Any family that's got family and friends and want to get through this grieving process and feel grateful, these are the things that you have to do. You just have to keep working at it, because it doesn't come easy. It's a huge effort. Some days are harder than others. And I think we all agree that you just push, so that you not only are you surviving, you are thriving. And the people that are gone would be so proud of what they know, hopefully know, has happened with what they've left behind. That's all personal beliefs, but I kind of believe in that. What would Papa think of Teddy the dog?
Crazy. Wild.
Wild. Definitely.
So crazy.
What would he think about the size of the dog?
Giant!
What would he think? Because he's big?
Yeah.
What would he think about the way he acts?
He would not want to live in the same place anymore.
Yes. because Papa likes manners and Teddy is not manners.
Oh, yeah, Teddy good. Doesn't have good manners?
Do you think that Papa would train Teddy differently than Nunu has?
Yeah. A lot different. He'd probably teach him how to sit at a table.
All right, but what about this? What would he think about his cuddliness? How cuddly he is.
Amazing. He loved that part.
He'd probably take him out for a long walk every day.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. He always walked the hood anyway, but he would take Teddy out at least.
Yeah.
He slept on my head.
Teddy did?
Yeah.
Papa would not like that.
If he slept on Raven's head, he would think it was funny that Teddy slept on Raven's head. But.
Well, it seems that Teddy has now taken over Papa's side of the bed.
Do you remember Papa's laugh?
Yeah.
Can you do Papa's laugh?
No.
Come on, try it.
No.
You guys want to say anything else?
No.
Do you want any more questions?
Yeah.
You do?
Why was he so special to you?
He was just like a solid rock to me, but obviously our entire family. He was the one that kept us all knowing exactly sort of what our role was in our family. And he was just an amazing, supportive, kind, driven person who showed us just an amazing way of living in balance with the things you love and the things you desire and, you know, how to work hard and do it all.
And he was very logical. So if one of us was like off center or couldn't solve something or needed something information, he'd help. He knew everything.
Well, yeah, on that, he would just get you to kind of like come to terms with it. Because he'd always be like, well, what's the worst that can happen? And he'd be like, oh, well, I guess nothing that bad. And he'd be like, okay, then. Like, you just kind of like get a subject that could be troublesome to you, or maybe you couldn't find a solution, or could be bad. And he would just sort of like logically lay it out in those terms. And you would sort of be like, oh, well, I guess it's really not that bad. And it also calming you down helps you find solutions anyway. So then you'd just be like, oh, okay, I'll think about it this way. And he never really like would answer the questions for you a lot. He sort of like led you to you answering your own questions.
The funny part about this is if we were talking about something and he had just had enough, he would just say to me, we're done with this conversation now. I don't think he did that to anyone else but me, but I could beat a dead horse with an issue and we would be done with that conversation and it would not come up again. So maybe that was a good thing.
I feel like he did that to all of us.
Yeah. Mom, do you want to answer that question?
Why was he so special?
Yeah.
Because he was my rock and he made me feel safe and cared for. And he made me see that family is the most important thing, which of course I always saw that. And he was special because we were able to create that together. And he was my everything. Well, I think the most important thing is that if someone has a family like this, it should be celebrated always. And how lucky we are to be able to share this space together today, staring at a picture of a great man holding his twin grandchildren with all the love in the world showing on his face, blue eyes, big smile, tan because he liked the sun. And I think we're just all very fortunate that we have such happy memories. So thank you so much for joining us today for Grief, Guts, and Gratitude. And just cherish the people in your lives.
Thanks for having us on your podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mom.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye-bye.